I believe in the sun. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. If you remember that song from last year at Advent, would you join me in singing? I believe in the sun. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God. I believe in God, even when God is silent. That was our anthem in the first COVID Christmas season. A season that lacked so many typical activities and events, and for good reason. The words of our song were inspired by a poem that came to light after World War II, a poem that, by various accounts, was printed in a Quaker magazine and was found inscribed on a wall of a cellar in Cologne, Germany, where a group of Jews hid from the Nazis. They are prophetic words. They are words that offer hope in a dark time. The prophets of Scripture lived through dark times that shook the faith of many in Israel and Judah, decades marked by war, captivity, and exile. The prophets offered both commentary on what had gone wrong in the nation, but also pointed to and proclaimed what lay ahead, laying claim to the promises of faith in God, giving the people hope and courage. Our reading today from Isaiah is one of many of those kind of passages. In that day, declares the prophet, you will say, I praise you, Lord. In that day, you will say, give praise to God, for God has done glorious things. Isaiah drew his strength from that expectation, and he encouraged his countrymen to do the same. Isaiah proclaimed the sun even when the sun wasn't shining, and love even when they didn't feel it, and God even when it seemed like God was silent. There is much in our world today that feels maybe not like exile, but like the candle of hope has flickered away to a tiny pinprick of distant light. In this second COVID Christmas season, we are still feeling the lack of some normalcy. Our state is once again requiring masks indoors all the time at all places for all people. I've been helping the Richfield Springs School District prepare for a band and chorus concert. I play piano for the chorus. The music teachers have spent countless hours dividing one concert into two in order to maintain social distancing in the audience. They've arranged spacing for the students to be socially distant and fully masked while they are singing. And I am sure that the possibility of returning to an all virtual teaching scenario has crossed every superintendent's mind in recent days. And we are all struggling with our own holiday family plans. Will we travel? Will others? What about parties and gatherings at restaurants or in private homes? What about the Christmas coffee house next week at Schuyler Lake and the Christmas Eve worship service that we've all been looking forward to? Let me assure you, those are both still on, that coffee house and that Christmas Eve. We will require masks for all persons. But there are other worries and hurts that we are carrying besides just those. Tornadoes Friday night and Saturday morning devastated a section of our nation. The death toll in Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, Arkansas, Indiana remains unclear, but we know that an Amazon warehouse full of workers in this busy season, as well as a nursing home, were hard hit by the storms. This week, an accident in the Mexican state of Chiapas left 55 migrant workers dead and more than 100 injured, all of them Central Americans fleeing poverty and violence in their homelands and desperate for a chance at a better life in the U.S. And close to home, our church and our community is grieving the death of Ryan Bennett. And for many of us, his death touches the other griefs we carry. Many of those unspoken. Added together, it is more than enough grief to weigh us down. Which makes the prophetic words more important than ever. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. And I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. And I believe in God, even when it seems like God is silent. The job of the prophet is not only to give hope and to encourage. Biblical prophecy is also about speaking truth to power. These griefs we carry, those are powers that have the potential to rob us of our joy and to keep our hearts from smiling. These are the powers we need to speak truth to. I believe in the sun. And I believe in love, and I believe in God, and I believe that you and I were created to live and to love and to flourish. In his book, The Me I Want to Be, Pastor John Ortberg uses the word flourish to describe God's plan for our lives. Ortberg says, when we flourish, we are in harmony with God, with other people, with the creation, and with ourselves. Ortberg defines flourishing as receiving life from outside yourself, creating vitality within yourself, and producing blessing beyond yourself. Flourishing means moving toward God's best version of us. John the Baptist, who stands in line with the prophets of the Hebrew scriptures, told the people how to find the best versions of themselves, a kingdom vision. Anyone who has two shirts should share with him who has none. Anyone who has food should do the same. Don't cheat others. Don't lie. Don't be greedy, but be content with what you have. Embrace those principles and you will know joy in your heart. And the world around you can flourish. You can thrive. I want to close the message today with the lyrics of another song. This one written by Matthew West and Mark Hall, contemporary and Christian artists. The song was recorded by Hall's band Casting Crowns. The song is called simply Thrive. Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. Excuse me. So living water flow through. God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. So shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable. Anything is possible. We were made to thrive. Friends, please join me in this season as prophets who spread joy. Because I know you believe in the sun. It happens to be shining today, but I know you believe in the sun even when it's not shining. And I know you believe in love even when you don't feel it. And I know that we believe in God, who created us to thrive and who is working even now to bring something new that will redeem even these griefs we are carrying today. Believe with me and let that joy into your heart so you can bless others with it. Amen.